it's hard to believe, but soon the kids will be headed back to school.
Hi, I'm Rob West.
Are you ready to get the new school year started on the right foot? Could you use a few tips? Well, you're in for a treat. Crystal Payne joins us today with some great advice to make your back-to-school experience easier. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, many of you already know Crystal Payne, the creator of MoneySavingMom.com. For years, she's helped busy moms and dads save tons of money and keep their lives organized and on track. Crystal, great to have you back with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we're talking about getting the kids ready to return to the classroom in a few weeks. Of course, the first thing that comes to mind is how expensive that will be this year, especially with inflation. So why don't we start there, Crystal? How can folks stay on budget as they buy everything from clothes to crayons and maybe even a computer here and there?
I would really say to start with the essentials. There's so much that you could buy, but what do you really have to buy and what is in your budget? And if your kids are older, I really challenge you to involve them in the process. We actually give our teens a back to school budget for clothes, and it's their responsibility to figure out what they want and need and then to stick with the budget. And sometimes they end up spending some of their own money to buy something else. And this has just been really helpful for them. I also say to look into whether your school offers a package deal with all the back to school products you need. Sometimes it's actually less expensive to just buy that. And then you don't even have to worry about going to the different stores to get what you need. And it will save you a lot of time. And then also follow MoneySavingMom.com. We are sharing all the best deals on school supplies, back to school clothes, uniforms, backpacks, lunch boxes, and even those laptop computers.
Excellent. MoneySavingMom.com is where to go. All right. What about tax-free weekends? Most states have them now. So how can we make the most of them?
I would check right now to see if your state offers it, when it's going to be, and what is covered under it, because different states have different rules, what will be tax-free and what won't. And then look at your budget to see what you have to spend, and then decide whether you want to purchase some other extra items, like maybe you could replace a laptop if electronics are included, or buying extra groceries if groceries are included. It's a great opportunity to save money on things you are already planning to buy, even if it's not even something for back to school.
Yeah, that's great advice. Now, I thought getting the kids involved, to your earlier point, made a lot of sense. What about taking them with you when you actually do the back to school shopping?
You know, I would say it depends upon whether you've practiced self-discipline and sticking with a budget. If they are the kind of kids that they're going to go to the store with you and want all of these things, then probably leave them home. But I would challenge you that you need to start working with them on this. You need to start prioritizing this in little ways. We start when our kids are 3 and 4 years old, giving them opportunities to earn money by doing extra chores. And then they take that money to the store and they get to pick out what they want to buy. And then they go up to the cash register and they check out. And it's just teaching them how to handle money on the small level, teaching them the value of money so that as they grow older, they're going to understand it. And hopefully it's going to save them some bigger mistakes.
That's great. All right, let's talk about routines and rhythms. What do you have for us there as we return to school?
One of the things we like to do is we don't wait until the night before school to be like, oh, we need a new routine. Really start planning it, talking about it, thinking through what's realistic for your family, for each person in your home a few weeks before, and then start practicing it. Start waking up at the time you need to wake up. Start pretending like you have to get out the door by 6:30 or 7 and get into the rhythm early. That is going to make it so much easier when you actually have to make that transition. And also, I talk about in my book, The Time Saving Mom, that a successful morning begins the night before. So do as much as you can the night before to set up the next day for success. Laying out clothes, packing lunches and backpacks, prepping and planning breakfast. It's going to give you a huge head start on the next day.
Crystal, that is so good. All right, in the midst of the busyness, how do we stay spiritually balanced?
I think the biggest thing, start your day with prayer. Remember that God has everything you need to do everything he's called you to. So rely upon him, release your worries and your stresses to him. Start from that framework.
Oh, that is so good. Crystal, that was short. We're going to have you back, but it was really powerful, and I think it will set our listeners up for success as they head back to school. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
She's Crystal Payne. For more great ideas on how to save money, go to moneysavingmom.com. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be tackling your financial questions today on any financial topic, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Every 2 seconds in the United States alone, someone is in need of blood. Giving some of your blood is, for the one who receives it, like the gift of life. It's needed for all sorts of treatments and a great provision that comes at a small cost to the one who's donating. And it reminds us of Jesus. Our Lord gave up His blood, not a little, but all of it. And it came at the great price of His life, given out of love for you and me. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Jesus gave up His blood to save sinners like you and me. So praise God for the selfless love of Christ. Grow in your walk with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it
is
a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's time to take your calls and questions today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Our goal on this program every day is to reverently approach God's Word, understanding that we are charged with a high calling, and that is to be stewards or managers of the King of Kings resources. We want to do that in a way that's wise, that is infused by God's Word, that's hopeful, to encourage you in your role as a steward and lead you toward faithfulness. Well, we do that every day as we tackle your financial questions and hear your testimonies, and don't miss that. We love to hear when God is at work in your financial life and you have a story to share where that you've applied these principles and you've seen God at work and faithfully providing for you over the years. Share those with us as well. The number to call to be a part of the program today is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. The major market indexes started the day up significantly on the news of former President Trump surviving an assassination attempt on his life this past Saturday. There are new hopes of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates that added to opening bell optimism. We even are just getting breaking news that the Trump classified documents case has been dismissed by a judge over special counsel appointment, and that's all playing into the markets as well. The Dow Jones is currently up about 175 points, about a close to a half of 1%, rising to record levels once again. The S&P 500 up about the same, the NASDAQ up a bit more than that. We'll continue to watch that, but obviously a lot of strength in the market as of late. That's good news. Remember, we're to be long-term investors. The Bible talks about investing in light of the idea of steady plodding. So we don't want to be fast and flashy. On the contrary, we want to have a long-term view when it comes to our investments. We also want to be looking with any asset, appreciated asset, for giving opportunities. You know, so often we think about giving in light of cash. That's where we do 80% of our giving. It's out of your checking or your savings account or out of your income through a tithe on a weekly basis. But often we miss our greatest potential for giving and generosity to God's kingdom, and that's over on our balance sheet. That's where 80 to 90% of our wealth is held, but again, only 10 to 20% of giving is done out of net worth. So in light of record high levels in the stock market, perhaps this is an opportunity for your taxable account. So I'm not talking IRAs at the moment, although there are unique opportunities for giving there. I'm specifically talking about your taxable account. This may be a great opportunity to take an unexpected appreciated asset like a stock or a stock holding, maybe a mutual fund or ETF, and donate it to your church. Donate it to the American Family Association. The team at the AFA Foundation, afafoundation.net, would be happy to talk to you about that. But it's an opportunity to do giving, to save on taxes, get more into the kingdom, and again, give out of your balance sheet, which is your greatest opportunity to give, perhaps far beyond anything you've been able to do at this point. So something to think about in light of the market momentum right now on the heels of President Trump's weekend, this news about the case that was just dismissed completely related to classified documents, and inflation continuing to come down. Well, let's take your calls and questions today. The number to call, 800-525-7000. We have some lines open. We're going to dive in and begin in Kansas today. Doug, you'll be first up. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Rob. Good morning.
Hi there.
My question is, my wife and I are recently retired. She's going to be 62 here in a week or so. I'm 63. We're trying to make a determination on whether to draw Social Security or draw down IRAs. We're currently, you know, pensions.
We're losing you a little bit there, Doug. I think we've got a clear signal back. I understand you're trying to decide between Social Security and IRAs on the drawdown. Pick it up from there.
Right. The monthly need is about equal if we took Social Security early versus what we're drawing down out of an IRA. We've got a couple of pensions and rental property income. We're also utilizing some dividends off a after-tax municipal bond fund that we were able to put cash into.
Nice. Okay. So what is the value of the IRAs if you put them all together?
Probably about 600.
Okay. And what would you need to pull monthly, which I know you said would be pretty much equal to what you would get on early Social Security?
About
4,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. And so that would be about double what I would prefer you to pull, obviously, because we typically look at that 4% a year number. So you'd be pushing it up to about 8% a year that you would need to have to maintain that. Now, the benefit is you're going to get that offset of the 8% a year roughly in the growth in the Social Security, which is guaranteed. And so I like that. Now, we know that you're going to be drawing it down at 8%. And you'll be offsetting it with some gains on the investments over time. Hopefully, you could, you know, at least take a portion of that, you know, and make it up. So even if you were doing 4% a year, and then the other four is actually beginning to slowly draw it down, the good news is we know that we'd be getting the 8% increase on the Social Security, which would be nice. And then depending on, you know, how long you guys live, if you live a long time, you're in good health, then obviously you could be rewarded on that. And I like the fact that it's a guaranteed increase. Now, the only, you know, there's a number of variables, but one of those is if one of you were to pass away, obviously the surviving spouse would only get one, not two, of those Social Security checks. So while you're alive, you could both begin collecting. And, you know, obviously, if one of you passes away down the road, let's say, you know, at age 70, we're just talking hypotheticals here, obviously, you would, you know, have that higher payout, but you would drop from one to, from two to one of those checks. So that's, you know, perhaps the only thing working against this. Everything else, I think, makes sense because, again, we're not going to get a guaranteed 8% in the market. We are going to get that with Social Security. Does that make sense?
It does. We keep life insurance in force to offset that loss of Social Security.
Okay.
So good. We have a plan for that.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like you're well planned. I mean, I think the other factor here is just where taxes are right now. I mean, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen in the election. It's looking like Trump will, win that presidency, at least just based on everything we're seeing today and the polls and so forth. But, we don't know where taxes are headed. We do know if nothing changes, those Tax Cuts and Jobs Act tax reduction that he put in place in his previous administration are expiring at the end of 2025. It's likely that that will be renewed if he wins another term, especially if he has the House and the Senate. All that remains to be seen. But I think this idea that while taxes are low, they're probably not going much lower. If they're going anywhere, they're going higher. This is probably a pretty good environment for you to be pulling that out. So I kind of like the idea of you guys not locking in that lower amount and drawing down Social Security, and then drawing down the IRAs and keeping that invested in a prudent way. Let's do this. I've got to hit a break here, but I want to get your thoughts on that. So why don't you stay on the line? We'll talk a bit more off the air. We appreciate your call today, Doug. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. We'll be right back with much more.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. We aim to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
I'm just lying here relaxing in a stream. I call it streaming.
Okay, you know that word already has another meaning, right?
AFA Streaming offers free and subscription video content. Titles like By Design, The God Who Speaks, and Asbury Revival, Desperate for More. You'll also find video versions of AFR programs. Visit AFA.net and click on Streaming.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income, and then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I had the chance to chat with Doug a bit more off the air. Doug and his wife are considering, do we take Social Security now? We retired early. Do we wait and pull it out of our IRA? But we'd have to pull about 8% a year from the IRAs to make up what we would not be receiving through early Social Security. Where we landed is, it looks like they're thinking about, which I would affirm, kind of a middle of the road option, and that is go ahead and take his wife. His wife would begin taking her Social Security early. She was a stay-at-home mom, but does have enough credits on her own work record. It would be obviously much smaller, but it just lessens what they need to pull out annually from the Social Security, from the IRAs. Let his continue to grow, which would be their primary source when he begins to take it. And that way they're not pulling quite as much from the IRAs, but his is continuing to grow. And given that most economists are expecting that the market returns of the next decade are going to be tempered versus the past two decades, that higher, stickier inflation that probably doesn't get back down to 2%, maybe settles in around 3%, plus a slower growth economy for a variety of reasons, some macro trends. If the market is a little flatter, if you will, over the next decade, then having that guaranteed increase on his primary benefit check, it makes some sense. And then not counting on as much from the IRAs. But a lot of considerations there, obviously some unknowns, so you got to pray through it and just make the best decision you can. We've got some lines open today, taking your calls and questions. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head to Georgia. Patricia, thanks for calling today. How can I serve you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am going to be 72 in September. And my husband died last year. He was a vet, never wanted to purchase a home. And I always wanted a home for my children, especially. And my children obviously are grown, but I would still like to have a home. I'm wondering, should I get a home, a foreclosure home, or a new home? I have someone looking for me right now, and they are trying to talk me into getting a new home, which I feel I would like to get a foreclosure home. What's the difference?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. And essentially, when you're buying a home out of foreclosure, there are some things to be aware of. I mean, the pros are that you've got often they're sold below market value because of the situation that the home was being taken over under duress. And the lenders just understand they have to sell to move them quickly. There's usually a faster closing process because they want to get out from under it. So they're willing to negotiate on the closing costs, the escrow length. But the downside is there's a lot of unforeseen costs in these, Patricia. One would be that, there's often back taxes, property taxes, or liens or legal fees associated with the property. You could be responsible for some pretty major repairs that may go unknown to you until you get it. Often they've been sitting vacant for a long time and therefore neglected, which can lead to vandalism or pest infestations or, things like that that would, require you to have a good bit of money. And there's a good bit of demand for foreclosed property. So you're competing with other buyers. So often where it's most effective to buy a foreclosed property is if you're an investor and you're buying foreclosed homes, you know, on a regular basis, and you've got a portfolio of them, you know what you're doing, you've got good working capital, so you can deal with these issues like liens and major repairs as they come up. I think it's a little more challenging, and I would almost go as far as to say I discourage it for just individual buyers, not investors, but individual buyers buying a single home, just because there's so many unknowns, and I don't want to get you in a situation where, you know, you end up having to spend a lot more than you expected, and it puts you in a financial hardship. I would also say that the type of loan matters. So you mentioned your husband's service to our country, and I'm sorry to hear of his passing. Are you planning to use a VA loan, Patricia?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that's another factor here, because a VA loan can be tricky when you're purchasing a foreclosure. They have tighter guidelines for purchasing a home than with a conventional loan. And so I think that is another kind of strike against this approach. So I would probably encourage you not to go that direction for the reasons I mentioned. So where do you go from here? Well, you know, I don't think there's a problem buying a home at age 71. I think the question is just your financial readiness to do that. Now, you mentioned instead of buying a foreclosed home, buying a new home. And I don't know whether you mean new construction or not. I mean, certainly you could look at that. There are some incentives out there right now from builders trying to move new construction homes, but I wouldn't, you know, discount the idea of just going out and looking for an existing single family home. I think the key is we just don't want to get you too overextended. So I'd want to make sure you have at least 20% to put down. And I'd want to make sure that that principal, interest, taxes, and insurance mortgage payment is no more than 25 at the max 30% of your take home pay, because I just don't want you to get in a situation where you stretch to get it, things don't go your way, or you have some unexpected things come up, and now you're just really putting yourself in a bad spot, especially in light of the fact that interest rates are still very high right now, 7% plus, and the housing market is very rich right now as well. But give me your thoughts on all that.
I am listening to you. I'm going to take your advice, and my thoughts are great. I'm totally satisfied with what I heard.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I'm going to ask the Lord to give you some wisdom as you navigate this. I'd start with your budget, and let's figure out how much you can afford to spend. Let's take a hard look at that down payment, find a really competent realtor in your area who can help guide you, and we'll just ask the Lord to give you just the right decision as you move forward from here. May the Lord bless you, Patricia, and we appreciate you being on the program today. Folks, we still got a lot of show left today, and Bob Dahl's coming up a little later in the broadcast as well. It'll be great to have Bob here. As I mentioned at the start of the show, a lot of momentum in the markets today. Green across the board, Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ, on the heels of Trump surviving the assassination attempt, his classified documents case being dismissed this morning by the judge, and inflation coming down. That's all pushing the market higher. Back with more after this. Stay with us. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
Have your dreams been shattered? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Somebody told me early in my ministry, he said, you know, if you preach to broken hearts, you'll always have an audience. And I don't know what your need is today, but God does his best work in the midst of broken, shattered dreams.
Find real hope in Christ. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central, here on American Family Radio.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Have you downloaded the Faith Fi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
This weekend on The Stand Radio, we'll mark the 55th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Dr. Jonathan Sarfati joins us to discuss science and the Christian worldview.
This wouldn't have been possible without science invented by creationists like Sir Isaac Newton, who discovered the laws of gravity and the laws of motion. You couldn't have had the Apollo mission without that.
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
So glad you're along with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. We've got lines open. We've got room for you. What's on your mind financially speaking? Call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. A lot of strength in the markets this morning, the investment markets across the board. The indexes are higher, and Bob Dahl will stop by in the next segment. We'll get Bob's take on this recent strength here today as we start a new investing week. Bob is Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, a Wall Street veteran and a frequent contributor not only here but Fox Business and CNBC. We'll get Bob's take on all of this just around the corner. But in the meantime, whatever you're thinking about in your financial life today, whether it's managing your budget and your spending plan, paying down debt, giving generously, maybe it's investing for the future, whatever it might be, we'd love to tackle it with you. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's head to Louisiana. Blaine, you'll be next up. Go ahead.
Hey, good. So I have a question about my father-in-law passed away about a month ago, and so I'm helping my mother-in-law navigate through it all. And they've got about 6 credit cards, about $11,000 worth of debt, and she was just asking me what should she do. She's called several of the companies, and they said they could stop it, but she still has to pay the remaining balance, but it won't cure any interest. So she was wondering if she should do that or just do a debt consolidation and try to get it all in one note.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. So they've all said that because of his passing that they're going to freeze the interest. Is that right?
That's what she told me they said.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you just want to confirm that. I'm not saying she's, mistaken necessarily, but that's a big part of this, because if you didn't have that option, I would contact our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org and considering this, putting this in a debt management program. In either case, I wouldn't do a loan consolidation, because if you took out a new loan at this point and rolled up all the debt into a new loan, you're certainly not going to have the interest frozen there. That new lender is going to want to collect every dime of the interest there that is due. The other thing is, oftentimes, even if that interest rate comes down, you extend it out over a longer payback period, so you end up paying as much or more. So I think the two directions I would go is either, get on and just verify not another dime of interest from this point forward. It's just every dollar I send is going to principal reduction. If that's the case, then let's just set her up on a monthly payment that fits in her budget and get that that debt coming down. That'd be a great opportunity for her. If not, or if any of them are saying, no, we're going to continue to charge interest, then I think sliding those over into a debt management program. And the difference there, Blaine, is that the debt stays where it is. We're not replacing it with a new loan. But through credit counseling or what's called debt management, the interest rate is dropped, not to zero, like she's being told, and that's why that's a preferable option, but certainly much lower than where it is today. So often a 22 or 24% interest rates, you know, down at 11, maybe down to 8% or less. So you get a lot more going to principal reduction. And again, ChristianCreditCounselors.org is where I would go. But those would be the two options I would pursue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. So it's ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay. One more quick question regarding her. So
yeah.
She's not able to meet with Social Security for another month or so. And so his check has stopped. And so she's just getting a very small check. She didn't pay much into it. So she's getting something, but it's very little. Is she going to get anything from his check?
Yes. She will get the benefit equal to her late husband's benefits. So it probably just has not switched yet, but hers will stop. You don't collect both, but she'll be able to get his benefit as survivor's benefits.
Okay. So she'll stop getting hers, but she'll get what he got.
If it's higher. Yes.
You're right. Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That will give her a lot of relief. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So what she needs to do is she needs to contact them and report the death if she hasn't already. And then based on his work record, they'll just change her payments over to survivor's benefits, which will be equal to what he was collecting, and then hers would stop.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Blaine. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We have some lines open today. You know, when it comes to seeing a spouse pass away, often when it's the spouse that handled the finances, the surviving spouse is in a really challenging situation because he or she just may not know where is everything located and kind of where do I go from here? And perhaps they're not accustomed to managing the finances or, dealing with various professionals that you have a relationship with. And so I think that's why it's so important to make sure you are well planned and that all of that is documented. I mean, I'm talking everything from where are the sensitive documents like wills and trusts and, marriage certificates and Social Security information to who are those professionals to how do I get into our financial accounts? What are the account numbers, the usernames and the passwords, all of that stored in fireproof safe. If you want some direction on how to put all of that together in a way that makes sense and is thoughtful, there is a great resource from our friends at Compass Finance is God's Way. You'll find them on the web at compassfinancialministry.org. When you check that out, look for a tool called Setting Your House in Order. And I think that will give you a great guideline and even the templates to fill out so that your spouse has everything he or she needs and knows where everything is located, which just kind of during an already difficult season of life takes some of that added stress off so that everything is in place. There's already a handoff that's ready to be made to a professional. Accessing the accounts, can be, very easily done. Again, that's compassfinancialministry.org, and the tool is called Setting Your House in Order. Check that out. Let's head back to the phones to Iowa. Lori, go ahead.
Hi. I have a friend that I love dearly. We've been friends for 20-plus years. Her husband died and left her in a financial mess. And I'm very good at budgeting, and I offered to help her or help her find a Christian counselor to help her. She would like to borrow $10,000 from me. And she's in Chicago. I'm in Iowa. And I love her and I trust her, but I just, she said she was going to pay a little on this and a little on that and a little. And I said, no, if you want to pay off that big loan, it completely, because she's got a loan that she got for some reason for $1,050 a month. And I said, if you I will give you the money to pay that off, but you have to pay that off and you have to go see counseling.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. Lori. I've got an idea that might solve both of these things because I appreciate your desire to be a blessing to her. I'd be happy to connect you with one of our certified Christian financial counselors, and that way you keep this relationship at arm's length. You can continue to be the friend, praying for her, maybe even helping along the way financially, but you're not the one in the weeds with her. You've got a third party. We'll provide that as our gift to you, just to be a blessing to her in this difficult season. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more about it. We'll be right back.
So what do you do when God doesn't provide healing? On the next Focus on the Family, Johnny Erickson Tata shares lessons she's learned after 50 years as a quadriplegic, enduring years of chronic pain, and even a bout with breast cancer. Tune in for Johnny's wisdom and encouragement on the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Started playing basketball at 9 years old. I ended up having teammates that were my teammates all the way up through high school. So the Lord began to challenge me. Abe, you're a Christian, but have you ever shared the gospel with your teammates? I began to realize, no, I hadn't. What I'm saying is that God moved me to be concerned beyond me. It is impossible for you to be truly born again, yet you remain unconcerned about the people around you.
Tune in to the Hamilton Corner, weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I had a chance to visit with Lori off the air there. She had has a great friend that she loves dearly. Her husband passed away. She's in a really difficult spot financially. Lori wants to help, but she wants to do it in a way that's ultimately going to lead to her friend getting on a solid financial footing. And she feels like she needs some help with that. She doesn't know that she's necessarily the best person to do that, although she is willing to help financially. So what we're going to do is we're going to get one of our certified Christian financial counselors involved. We'll cover the cost of that just as our blessing to her and her friend. They'll help her friend put the plan together, get the budget set up, figure out the debt repayment plan, and then can visit with Lori to share the plan with her friend's permission. And then she can decide how she wants to be involved in blessing her financially. And hopefully we can get everybody moving in the same direction here. But Lori, so thankful for your desire to serve your friend so well, and we're happy to be involved in that. Well, before we head back to the phones today, here on a Monday, it's time to visit with our good friend Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer and Chief Executive Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. He joins us each Monday with his market commentary. Bob, I know you've been traveling. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you, sir. It's been more upward trajectory in stocks since we last talked, and I guess the beat goes on.
It sure does. Maybe you need to go on vacation more often, I guess. Tell Leslie. Well, hey, a lot of strength here today. I mean, we obviously just the events of the weekend, Trump surviving assassination. Now we find out this morning that his classified documents case has been dismissed. We've got inflation data, maybe a tick lower last week, but just a lot of strength in the market. What do you make of all of it?
Exactly the items you just talked about. I'd add to your list the good inflation numbers from last week. That's encouraging people. The bear side of me says, Well, there's bad news. The economy's slowing down. We're going to have earnings disappointments, but the market so far is saying that doesn't matter. The bad news is good news because the odds are the Fed will start easing monetary policy sooner rather than later. Now, if we have economic weakness that leaves the earnings estimate cuts, yep, the market will pull back. But for now, bad news is good news, and good news is good news. It all works.
Yeah, it seems like it's all pointing toward up markets. Bob, speaking of that, well, not so fast side of this equation, you had some comments in your deliberations this week about the fact that the Fed no longer has the luxury of focusing purely on inflation, and it had to do with the job market. Share that with us.
Yeah, so as you know, the Fed has two responsibilities: keep inflation down, keep people working. And until now, it's been, we got to fight inflation because the labor market was so strong. But now we're seeing payrolls beginning to disappoint a little bit, the unemployment rate rising from the low of this cycle, 3.4%, now 4.1%, the highest in nearly 3 years. And so the Fed now has to say, guess we better be concerned about a weakening economy, weakening labor markets. And so that's going to cause them to look more at the easing side. Our guess, as we also put in the commentary, is the Fed will cut both in September and December this year, and we'll start that cut cycle that usually is accompanied at some point by a sloppy stock market, because when you cut rates, it means that you're concerned about the economy, and if you're concerned about the economy, it means, to repeat, earnings estimates become at risk.
Yeah, that's helpful, Bob. You know, often the bond market is just a good indicator of what's happening economically. What is the bond market telling us as of late?
The bond market is telling us there is economic weakness and there is good news on inflation. And so bonds have gone up, yields have come down. You know, there's back to the weekend talk that if the president's probability of winning, former President Trump's probability of winning has gone up, the probability of Republican sweep has gone up, then the bond market says, not so fast. We got to fund a lot of debt for making these tax cuts permanent, et cetera. And so that'll be an opposing force to interest rates coming down because of economic weakness and good inflation numbers.
Yeah. Bob, as we unpack the numbers, I mean, there's so many different ways we can slice the inflation data. Obviously, that headline number was a tick down last week. But as you look at just the consensus of data that has effects on inflation, are you encouraged that perhaps we are going to continue to see this trajectory downward, or do you have some questions on that?
Yeah, I'll talk out of both sides of my mouth. There is no question, and we said this at the beginning of the year, the inflation rate will continue to come down some more. But out of the other side of my mouth, we're not going to get most likely to 2%, the Fed's target, absent a recession. So, you know, can you live with 2.8, 2.6, 3.0? If you can live with that, I guess don't be concerned. But the markets are expecting the Fed to get that number down to 2.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Bob, you mentioned corporate earnings. Go ahead.
Which leads to, we haven't commented on yet, valuation.
Yeah.
When stock prices are high relative to earnings, as they are now, there's just less room for error. And therefore, you insist on a lot of good things happening to justify stock prices.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Bob, finally, to the presidential election. Obviously, Republicans have been clarifying their platform as of late. Anything that jumps out to you, assuming we have a Trump victory, at least that's what the polls and other indications are pointing to, anything that's been clarifying to you as to that economic agenda that seems to be getting clearer in the last several weeks?
It does seem to be getting clearer. I come back to something we commented on earlier. Is this a White House victory for the Republicans, or is it across the board? And that'll make a big difference in terms of what can get done or not get done. Divided government, the checks and balances that cause less to get done. The probability of Republican sweep is moving higher, and therefore we could have some more economic work being done. Talk of not only restoring or extending the tax cuts, but maybe some other places to cut taxes, certainly reduce regulation, which tends to be good news for a growth and for business.
Very good. All right, Bob, we appreciate your comments as always. Any final comments as we wrap up today?
Other than buy low, sell high, and remember who's in control.
All right. That's I appreciate you keeping us grounded, Bob. That's really important. God bless you, my friend. All right, we'll talk to you next week. That's Bob Dahl. He's Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. Remember who owns it all. Buy low and sell high. That's good advice as we invest God's money. All right, quickly back to the phones. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, Larry. How can I serve you?
I was asking about high bonds, Israel bonds, what interest rate they're paying now, and if there's a broker. The last I heard, you can only buy them through a website, I believe, and you had to. It's quite involved, and I'm 83, don't know much about computers, and didn't know if that's just a number I could call and find out about them.
Yes, sir. You can only buy I-bonds from Treasury Direct. That's that website you're referring to at treasurydirect.gov. They do have a phone number that I could give you. It's just challenging to get through. I'm not a big fan of I-bonds right here just because the Fed is so focused on getting inflation down. And as you probably know, a core component of that composite index is the inflation rate. And so I-bonds were very attractive a couple of years ago, up over 9%. Now they're sitting at 4.28, and that's probably going to continue to drop. You can do better than that in just a high yield savings account right now. You can get high yield savings right now with FDIC insurance, meaning it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, and you can get, 5% right now on your money. And so that's perhaps a better option in terms of an advisor who could help you kind of navigate all of this and think about what to do. Let's do this. I'm going to ask you to hold the line, Larry, and rather than giving you a website, which I can understand you're not terribly comfortable using that as your source of information, I'm going to have one of our team members call you, and they can help you get connected to an advisor there in Tennessee that is a godly person who's, signed our statement of faith and been vetted and has earned the certified Kingdom Advisor designation, and do that all over the phone. Would that be helpful to you?
Well, you've answered my question. If they're only 4 point something, I'm already getting 5 to 5.2.
Okay.
And I have a good advisor related
Perfect.
To a
Perfect.
Christian man.
Okay.
And you just answered the question so quickly, I appreciate it. Thank
Absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you for calling, sir. It sounds like you're all set. We're going to finish up in North Carolina. Hi, Shelley. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am almost 59. And I have been asked by my daughter to stay with her for a little while to help get her on her feet. And so I'm going to sell my house. I don't owe anybody anything, credit cards, car payment, home. I own everything. Not a lot, but that's all I've got. I don't know what to do with the money from my house when I sell it.
Yeah. And this is going to be a temporary move. Is that right?
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Wherever the Lord takes me, that's
okay.
That's
well,
where
let's
I'm
do
going.
This
but
just
right
because.
Now, that's where I feel my pull.
Yeah, and I certainly understand that. And that'll be a blessing, I'm sure, to her. I think, given the uncertainty around the timing of all this and where the Lord might be leading in the future, I'd just put it in a high yield savings account. You could go to Bankrate.com, find an FDIC insured savings account paying 5%. You won't have to worry about losing any of it. You'll get a good rate of return while you're waiting, and then just discern where the Lord is leading next. So I think rather than investing it or anything else that's going to lock it up, let's put it in somewhere that's safe. And fortunately, we're getting good rates of return right now. Hope that helps you. Again, that website, bankrate.com. Thanks, Shelley. Big thanks to my team today, Adam, Devin, and Jim. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you for being along with us on Faith and Finance. May the Lord bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.